Welcome to this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church. Today we have a message that we believe is full of practical and relevant behavioral teaching from God's Word, the Bible. We'd like to invite you to grab a piece of paper and a pen. Take notes as you go through this, looking for a personal application from God to you. Sit back and enjoy as we begin this message.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, people, find your seats. Yeah, it's fun. Well, top of the morning to you. Are y'all blessed today? Boy, I am. I feel good. God is good, isn't he? Man, don't get me started on the goodness of God. You'll need to give me an hour. But it's so good to be with you today. Pastor Barry wanted me to tell you that he is coming off the boat today. And when he texted me, he goes, they're trying to pry my fingers off of the boat right now because I don't want to leave. And he goes, they're saying, please, sir, it's time to leave. Don't cry. Please quit crying. So that's the vision of Pastor Barry this morning. As he's being pried off of this boat, crying, kicking and screaming. He doesn't want to come home. He wants to keep working on his tan. I'm wondering how many shades darker he'll be when we see him next, you know. He's been there for a long time. Long time. We might not even recognize the guy. But he's going to be back. And then be praying for Pastor Mike Alexander. He had knee surgery, so he is at home recovering. So that's why you see me up here, you know. Hey, everybody's out, so... Dad, just throw it to Carl. So that's how we ended up in this place. But I told Pastor Barry that I would get to a message today, but I do have my friend Sean here today, and he's going to sing one song. I love him, but as I was praying about this day today, the Lord was showing me that there's a lot of people in our church that need a healing of some kind. There's physical healing. There's emotional healing, there's mental healing, there is a lot of different types of things you can be healed from. And the Lord showed me there's people that are even dealing with like oppressive spirits even, where maybe you wake up at the same time in the middle of the night, every night, and just are being tormented. But you know, there's healing for you, whoever that is. And I said, okay, we'll do a song of healing, but in teaching about healing, it's if you have faith to believe that Jesus can heal you, you will be healed. It's really that simple. Let's not make it hard. It's really that simple. Jesus said many times, it is your faith that makes you whole. Your faith makes you whole. Not just healed, but whole. So if there's something that's missing, if there's something broken, if there's something not right, just messed up, just know, you can be whole again. It's that simple. As we worship God today, I'm going to have Sean do a song here. And as he's playing the song, just in your mind, just reach out to God in your spirit. Let your spirit man reach out to him and say, Lord, I need healing here. Lord, I just give it to you. Lord, I believe that you can heal me. Have this conversation with God.
Healing is here. Healing is here. Healing is here. And I believe it. Healing is here. Healing is here. Healing is here. receive it. I reach my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Cause freedom is here. Freedom is here. Freedom is here. And I believe it. Freedom is here. Freedom is here. Freedom is here. And I receive it. Thank you, Jesus. I reach my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. And I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you, oh Lord, I trust in you. I reach my hands, oh, to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Oh, I trust in you. And sickness can't stay any longer. Cause your perfect love is casting out fear. Cause you are the God of all power. And it is your will that my life is healed. Sickness can't stay any longer. Cause your perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power. And my life is healed. I thank you, Lord. Oh, the sickness can't stay any longer. Cause your perfect love is casting out fear. Oh, Lord, you are the God of all power. And it is your will that my life is healed. I reach my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Why don't you just lift up your hands with me right now and sing with me? I reach my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes. Lift my eyes. Where my help comes from. I look to you. I look to you. My rock, my healer. My rock, my healer. I trust in you, Lord, I trust in you. Oh, Jesus, I trust in you. Oh, you're the God who healeth me. I trust in you. You are faithful, Lord, to uphold your word. I trust in you. Lord, I know you've never failed me yet. Jesus, I trust in you. You're a God that doesn't lie. I trust in you. I trust in you. Yes, Jesus, you are my healer. The scripture says, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and it's with his stripes that we are healed. Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him, and God is in this place this morning. And he sent us here to tell you, you are healed by the stripes of Jesus. You are healed by the power of the Holy Ghost and the blood that was spilled at Calvary. Oh, it's not somewhere way beyond the blue. It's here right now. It's here in this place. All you gotta do is receive. Just receive. Oh, Jesus, we give you praise because you are the mighty healer, the great physician. The scripture says that God has given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Sickness is a name. Cancer is a name. Flu is a name. Bronchitis and pneumonia are names, and every name is subject to the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, pour your anointing out on this place in Jesus' name as Carl comes. Let your spirit fill this place, Lord. In Jesus' name, we give you praise.
Yes, we praise you, Jesus. Lord, we reach out to you. Lord, we thank you for your presence that's here. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your presence, your anointing that's here in this place. We curse and bind every spirit of fear, all doubt. In Jesus' name, we come against you. Every tactic of the enemy, every device. The Bible says we are not ignorant of his devices and what he uses against us. We call it out in Jesus' name. We take a stand against you. We thank you, Lord, for healing, anointing. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence. Your word says that we are the healed of the Lord, that we will live and not die. We thank you, Lord, for your healing here today. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, Lord, that you are the answer for Pastor Mike Alexander as he's being healed in his home right now. We send forth the word to his house that can go across space and time. May he feel the anointing and the presence of God right now, right where he's recovering. We thank you, Lord, that his knee will be healed and whole quickly in Jesus' name. We speak the words, and as we speak the words, we believe in our heart that they are true. And we expect to see with our eyes wholeness, completeness. I thank you for the people in here today that have been healed in your presence, that by faith they are healed and whole. We will not let the enemy steal our healing. No matter what you feel, doesn't matter. What matters is you're healed. Don't focus on what you can see and feel. We walk by faith and not by sight. We trust in your goodness, Lord. We thank you for your hand of blessing that is on this house. We receive you here today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing here. You are the author and the finisher of our faith and our healing. You have begun a good work. You are going to complete that work. And we believe it. And if you believe it, say in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Wow, isn't God good? Thank you, Lord, for your presence here today. I promised Pastor Barry I would get to speak a little to you today about something that was very near and dear to the heart of Jesus. Do you know that Jesus loves small groups? He does. He loves them. Jesus had a small group. He had three who he was super close to. He had 12 he was close to. And there was more beyond that. The circle just kept extending. But, you know, he did more with 12 people than we could do with 30,000 in a big church today. But it shouldn't be that way. He gave us the model to use. And the vision of the church going forward has to be this New Testament church. You know, all at the very beginning, you know, in Acts chapter 2, verse 42 to 47, he lays this out. And it says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayers. And awe came upon every soul. The anointing, the presence of God came upon every one of them. Many wonders and signs were being done through them. And all who believed were together and had all these things in common. Everything they had, they would let anybody use. They would distribute it, give it to anybody that had a need. Those of us that are blessed, there's a reason why you're blessed. It is to help others. Especially those that believe in Jesus just like you. And they were praising God and have favor with all the people, and the Lord added to their number day by day those being saved. Believe it or not, small groups get people saved. It allows you to focus on the presence of God, the learning and the growing. In Ephesians 4, 12 through 16, it says, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may be no longer be children, tossed to and fro by waves, carried about by every wind of doctrine, craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together with every joint which is being equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. This is our New Testament pattern. This is the vision of the church. It's this. They didn't not assemble. They still assembled and went to church together, but then they also had their groups they got together with. They went in homes, they broke bread, and they talked. They knew each other. And they handled life together. Life can be challenging. And one of the biggest tactics of the enemy is to make you feel like you're isolated and alone. That's the number one thing he uses. Gets in your head and starts talking. You're by yourself. You're alone. No one cares about you. Whatever it is he's telling you mentally. But that's what these groups are for, is when you come in like that, maybe at the beginning of meeting with your friends, when you say, oh man, I feel horrible. Well, let's pray for you. Let's encourage this person. Let's build them up. I think a lot of times people think they don't realize that they have gifts that God gave just to them. You know, that each one of you is was handcrafted by God. There's no one else like you. No one else can do everything exactly like you. You are so unique, and you're special to the kingdom of God, that when we're operating properly, every single person in here has their place in what it is they're doing. And I don't care if it's just straightening chairs before the thing starts. It doesn't matter what it is. The fact is that you have this job that only God gave you. And when we're all doing our part, whatever that is, then our body can grow. The enemy wants you not to think that you have anything to offer. But I'm telling you, as surely as the Lord lives and is seated at the right hand of the Father, you have a purpose here. You were designed and created for something. It's the church's job to help you discover what it is and then equip you to do that work. It just happens better in small groups because you get to know these people and you see, well, I know you have this gift. I know you have that talent. Man, you're really good at making these or doing this or saying that. And then people can pull it out of you. I'll say, I know what you were made for. It's this. He wants you to connect with people. Because if you're connected in the body, if you're grafted in to the vine and getting nourishment from it, you're going to produce fruit. And everybody can see it. There'll be no doubt there will be fruit in your life. Connection. We're not only connected to each other in community, fellowshipping, providing care to one another so that nobody stands alone. You know, in Revelation 12:11, it says, the accuser of the brethren was overcome by the blood of the Lamb, which has already been done for us, and the word of your testimony. You have a story. You have something that God has done for you that he hasn't done for someone else. You have a very unique story. And when you share your story, God will use that to get results with everybody that you come in contact with. You might think your story is nothing. It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter. It matters what God thinks. You're special. You have a story to tell. And people need to hear that story because when you put that with the blood of the Lamb, which is already done, once and for all, done, over, your testimony mixed with the blood of the Lamb defeats the accuser of the brethren, the enemy. There will be no way the enemy can accuse you of anything in that environment. When you have a story to tell, the Lord delivered me from this. The Lord healed me from this. The Lord has blessed me this way. The Lord showed me this revelation. The Lord gave me that knowledge for that particular time. Whatever that story is, that's how we kick the devil's butt. That's how we do it. That's how we roll. Sometimes you forget you're in the army of the Lord. I'm just going to have to be your drill sergeant today. Come on, you guys. We got to kick some butt. What do you say, Dex? You even got your boots on. Let's kick some butt. I'm ready to do it. I am ready to see you guys kick some devil butt. I really am. These groups are going to do it. They are going to do it. We can make a lot of reasons or excuses for not wanting to do it, not wanting to change our life around these things. But the Lord was showing me, I already talked to Pastor Barry about it. While Joy's meeting, there's three rooms that are open in the back. We could have, if you don't want to use your home, you can use a room there to have your small group meeting. I want to have one of the rooms filled with people that are just praying the whole time. Praying for the service. Praying for people here. If we make this house a house of prayer, watch out. Watch out, baby. I say let's drop it down. So whoever wants to join an intercession, you just come tell me who you are. Then you're going to make my list. And then we're going to start that thing in there. God's going to do some big things next year. Huge. But we have to participate, though. I want to know who those people who love to pray are. Let's do it. If you want to meet, you want to have a small group in church, I also want to have teaching classes in the third room. So there'll be topical teaching or a series that we can do. How many would love to come early and go to class? Learn some stuff. We're going to do it. I don't care if there's only one person in there. Don't matter. If Jesus can turn the world upside down with 12, then we'll do what we can with two or three, you know? I just know we need to get busy. Growth. We grow by applying the Word of God to our life, studying and memorizing the Word, responding to God's presence by fasting, prayer, and praising together. That's what it's going to look like. Service. The small group is where we serve one another and look for ways to serve the community together. And I'm really proud of the men. Dexter, I tease him a lot, but he led us on this Habitat for Humanity repair job yesterday. And I learned that you can't scooch. Usually the foreman on the job usually ends up yelling at me at one time or another because, as he said, you work at a desk all day, don't you? I'm like, yep, absolutely I do. But I'm here to fix some stuff. So I was putting trim on and he's like, no, stop, stop. And I thought he was talking about a different piece of trim, not the one I was working on. And I said, we can scooch it over. It'll be no problem. You can't scooch. I'm like, no, seriously, we can just scooch it over. I can pull it off, just scooch it over, just an eighth of an inch. I can see it's off. I'll just scooch it over. He goes, you can't scooch. No scooching. I'm like, I said, we really can scooch that board. I mean, it can be tweaked. It's not that hard. But he was having a panic attack over that board. We did have to really tweak some stuff, though. Oh, my gosh. Oh, if you want something fixed right, don't call us. Oh, Lord Jesus. But small groups is about covenant. You know, the church is going to make a covenant with the leaders of these groups. Here's what we're going to provide. We're going to be there in your corner. We're going to pray for you. We're going to give you all the stuff that you need to be able to do it, to run it, the materials, everything, to be successful. That's the church's covenant with you, is whoever wants to lead them up. Maybe you just want to host and not lead and someone else lead it, whatever. We'll work with you. Let's make it easy. And then you, as you participate in that group, you make a covenant with that group. You say, I'm here. I will pray for everybody in this group. I'm committed to this group, to these people that God's put together here. We pray for one another, love each other, work together, serve together, connect, challenge each other. Let's grow. Let's learn. But we're willing to do whatever it takes to make you feel comfortable with the idea of being a part of a group. It's powerful. It is so powerful to be a part of a group. Always knowing that people have your back. They'll be there to help you. No matter what. No matter what's going on. But then there's the accountability aspect of it. And we all need it. In James 5:16, it says, therefore, confess your sins one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Then the prayer of a righteous person has great power. You know, that word healed there in Greek is a multifaceted word on healing. And it's not just a cure, heal physically, but it's also a wholeness. It's a make whole word. Why? So you can ultimately be free from any sins that you have. Yeah, do you repent to the Lord? Sure, you repent to the Lord for your sins. But when you work with the group and say, man, I fail at this, or I need help with this, by you doing that, now you're not only forgiven, but you're healed. It opens the door for you to really be healed. And another word is free from it. The Lord wants you to be free from what's causing you to always fail. And accountability puts the opportunity there for you to permanently be free from what it is that you struggle with. So as I did a word study on that, I'm going to give you James 5:16 from the King Carl translation. Therefore, openly and joyfully confess your errors, faults, and sins to each other, and pray for each other, so that you may be made whole and free from your sins. That's what that verse is telling us. And I am so excited about where things are going. We have a lot of people who know a lot of things that are very learned in the Bible and that have great teaching ability. We want to use you. We want to put you to work. You know, teaching people, teaching your fellow Christians, brothers and sisters, how to live, how to act, how to talk, how to walk. God's army does it a particular way. He's the one that makes all the rules. We all have to straighten up. It's not about pointing out what's wrong. It's about us straightening up. It's the Holy Spirit's job to clean us up. But we have to put ourselves in position for Him to do it. If we just come on Sunday and come in and out of here in an hour, it's not going to be enough. You're going to have a lot of challenges. And you're not going to get the full benefit of why God created the church. The community and the fellowship and working together is how He wants us to do it. You might think, oh yeah, things are good for me, I don't have to do it. It's not about whether things are good for you or not. It's about you taking your place in the kingdom of God and doing what He's called you to do. And it's about us helping you do it. We have to equip you to do this good work. I think a lot of Christians, you know, that you get comfortable after a while. You've known the Lord a while, so you think everything's just all good. But you know, I believe when we get to heaven, Lord is going to be looking behind you to see how many people you brought with you. Pastor Barry and I talk about that a lot. It's not about us. It's about who's following you to heaven. Who's there? Who are you leading? Hopefully your kids, if you're parents, but that's obvious. But more than that, too, there is a divine calling on all of us here. You are a blessed man. I love your gift of faith. I love it. It just exudes out of you everywhere you go. So I bless you in Jesus' name to use that gift. Everywhere you go, may the gift of faith just pour out of you. Every person you talk to, every person you come in contact with. I thank you, Lord, that His faith will be so evident and that people will be inspired just to be around Him, and it will stir their spirit to have faith to believe in God for themselves. That's a perk of sitting in the front row, baby. God is good. God is good. Lord, I thank you for your presence here today. Lord, I believe that your people are hearing your words today on what it is that we need to do to prepare ourselves this coming year. We do need to make this house a house of prayer. I thank you, Jesus, that people are hearing your words and their spirit is getting stirred to believe, yes, we can do this. I can step up and use my gifts. I thank you, Lord, that as we do this, not only will our needs be met, but the Lord will point out other people who need something, and we will be able to be someone's answer. As the world is crying out, doesn't anybody care? Doesn't anybody see me out here? But here we come, fully trained, fully encouraged, fully blessed, to find these people and say, why don't you just come with me? You don't have to say anything to them, just come with me. And as they see what's going on here, they're going to go, wow, where have you been all my life? I thank you, Lord, for your presence here today. I thank you, Lord, that people were healed today, physically, emotionally, mentally. I thank you for the work that you have done. Thank you, Lord, for healing Pastor Mike. Thank you, Lord, for healing Pastor Barry and giving him some rest and peace. I speak the peace of God that passes all understanding over his life and Gina. May your presence rest in their homes. Thank you, Lord, that he will be refreshed, renewed, invigorated. We thank you, Lord Jesus. In your holy name we pray. Amen. All right, Pastor Pam's going to come take up our offering.
Thank you.
We hope you found this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church both beneficial and enjoyable. If you're ever in the area, please come by and visit us at 810 Westwood Industrial Park Drive, Weldon Springs, Missouri, 63304. You can also reach us online at www.stcharlesriverchurch.org.